Okay. Tonight, Hoffman. Top of your test. Koyin Shaloko Be'etzboi. A koyin that had a bruise. And this is a case of Shabbos. It was, as Rashi says, he can be koyrichal of Guma even on Shabbos. The Migdosh Avoloi Ba Medina. The Migdosh Avoloi Ba Medina. In the Beis HaMikdash, he could do it, but not in the Medina. So Rashi says, "B'shas avoida, shegnayu shetegoy shom makosa." It's a gnai. Poshup shalas. It's a gnai for the avoida. It's a gnai for the avoida. There are two types of psulim for a kohen to do avoida. One is psuli aguf. I'm saying one is where he has a mum inherently. That obviously it doesn't pay, doesn't help to camouflage the mum. So for instance, if the kohen had a problem, his eyes are not equal in size, or the ears, or the, so those kind of mumim, even if the kohen would do something to camouflage it, to make it look that it's okay, it wouldn't help. Because it's inherent, it's a psula guf. And then there are psulim that are external. So the Moshe, the Rambam brings down in B.S. Migdash also a kohen that smells. He has an odor coming out of him. He has a condition that makes him out. So the Rambam talks about if he's mevasim himself. He could put on besomim, external besomim, to get rid of the smell. So even though inherently he's still mezuim, whatever's causing the odor is still there. But he's camouflaging it. For that, it does help. In fact, the place can use that Rambam Malach if somebody's in a room. So you're not allowed to say a dovah shebikdusha. So if there's something dirty in the room that's not covered, even if it doesn't smell, you have a problem. Right? If the ikar is in the room, you have a problem. But even if the ikar is not in the room, or it's kiss pesach kiss, wouldn't make a difference. If it smells, so this, the place can talk about what happens if you spray deodorizer. So right now you don't feel it, but the smell is there. It's being camouflaged. So they bring a riot from that Rambam that it works. Because it's not a psula goof. Any of the psula goof, you could camouflage and basically hide it, and that would be that the machsha. So basically, Rashi seems to be saying here, l'chayra, the lashon of Rashi, is that you chayev to fix it. Because Rashi says it's a gnai to do avoida. Shegnayu shetegor shamakos. Even though this bandage is a cure, so it's refuah. The cold over sheesh by mishim refuah also mishim shavus. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Afal pikein zot rashi, it's okay over here. Hanimili b'medina, avu b'migdush lo gozul mishim shavus. They weren't gozer because of shavus. That's what he says. Now, Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, Koyin Shaloka Bez Boy, if you look at halacha Tes, Mutar Likrei Chalav Geme B'Shabbos. Is it Miskaven Lo Yitzi Dam? Fine, that's because then it's a derais. If he's Miskaven Lo Yitzi Dam, then it's Chabur. So then you have a problem with derais. It's only Mutar if he's just covering it up. But it's interesting, if you look at the Rambam, it's a little bit of a Mamon of Shuk. You see, Rashi's Mahalich is Mukhrach, to learn like Rashi. Because if you learn that it's not a Gnai, right, it's not a Gnai, it's nothing wrong with the Avoida, so then it shouldn't be Mutar al Shvus either. Because the Aloch is Shvus b'migdish, they only matter if it's Tzorach Avoida. You understand what I'm saying? Even a Shvus is only Mutar Tzorach Avoida. You can't stop the base of Midrash. It's not a place where you can do any Yisid Rabbana. It's not free reign. It's only for a Shavuos that's Tzorech Avoida. That's why L'chay Rashi Bayos added those words. That it's a Gnai, B'Shas Avoida, Shegnayu Shetegor Shamakos. The Rambam seems to be a little bit strange, because the Rambam is saying that Muta, right? Muta. What do you mean mutter? It shouldn't be mutter. It should be, he has to. If it's mutter, it should be also. It should either be chayev, right? It should either be chayev because it's a tzorach avoyda. I mean, Tosfos and Sukkah, even the beginning of Achol, in the fifth parak of Sukkah, Tosfos talks about the chol, even though that was part of the avoyda in the Beis Hamikdash, part of the Simcha Beis Hashoeven, it's not an avoyda to be doyech Shabbos, even though it's only a shvus. Because that's not a real avoyda. That means a shvus is not stam mutter, it has to be l'tzorach avoyda. So how, what's this mutter business?
The
look, again, puzzle is another thing which we'll talk about later, because that's tamashai. But l'chayit is a chiv to do it.
But the only,
but that's the problem. The problem is that we're not here and we're not there. Meaning, if the kohen could do avoda the way he is, so it's not a tzorach avoda. So then it should be usur to do it on Shabbos al tzrifut. And if it's a gnai to the avoda, and that's why it's a tzorach avoda, forgetting if it's posel, I'm okay even if it's there's a chiyuv to do it. I'm good enough with that. Fine. But if you're telling me now it's up to him, do it or don't do it. So it's not a tzorach avoda. So it's not a tzorach avoda. There should be yeshuas b'mikdash. I'm asking to you. I'm not saying the kasha is dafka on the Rambam. The Rambam is learning the sugya kipshuta, right? Because not only the Gemara says, well, the word korech you could say means chayev. Korech is a very, it's a korech olav gemi, he wraps a gemi. It's not a lashon rishus, it's not a lashon korech, it could go either way. The lashon of Gemara is ambiguous, right? Lashon Gemara. But I would say that the hemshach of the Gemara, because the Gemara says that, the Gemara says the lashon korech olav gemi b'mikdash avoloi b'medina v'im lo hoytzi mimenu dam kan v'kanos. Okay, so it's mashma from the Gemara we're dealing with heter iser, because the Gemara says v'im lo hoytzi olav dam, if he's trying to take out dam, then it's also to do. So we're not dealing with something which he has to do. It's either he's permitted or he's not permitted. Oh. So, Laser is saying very good. And you know, I don't say that stamase. He doesn't get the stamase, Laser. He's saying very good. Because the Rambam is telling us an important yesod here, which is, when we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, where it is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, there are two ways to understand. One way to understand, we know for sure that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is only the Tzorach Avodah. And we know there's a high bar for that. Like I said, the cholul, it's not toich Shabbos, even though it's only the rabbonim. To play the cholul is only kleishir. It's only the rabbonim. It's not toich Shabbos. Okay. So we know there's a high bar in order for something to be mutter based on Migdash. So there's two ways to understand. One is it's doiche. It's nitche. It's nitche. Meaning that's the simple way to learn. The rabbonim said you're allowed to be over here. Said the rabbonim. You want to be over to the Rabbanan in order to do Avoida. Beis Hamikdash. And anything that's a Tzarech Avoida is Doicha. Just like all the Malachas. All the Malachas of Beis Hamikdash, Korban HaKavul Oizman, you could be Michal Shabbos even for it. Okay, that's one way. The other way to learn is much more than that. It's like this. The Ramban says that even though, and this, by the way, this answers this as well, because they ask a kasha. The Ramban sheet, we have to get to Big Day Kunis, I want to move through this quickly. The Ramban sheet in Rosh Hashanah, is he brings down from many of the Rishon, but the Ramban says that this was the Ritva brings it down that this was a matmoinis that his Rebbe left him. The Ramban brings it as well. This diamond, which is that every shvus really is a deraisa, even though it's rabbinical, meaning it's rabbinically sanctioned what's a shvus, but conceptually it's deraisa. That means the Torah gave a mitzvah called Shabbosim. Shabbos should be a day of rest. Besides for the Lamatas Malachas, should be a day of rest. Zokdel, if you turn Shabbos into a regular weekday and you just avoid Malachas, you're still Mavatel Shabbos. In other words, the malachas are alive in a chayiv chatas, and that's the malachas. But then there's a mitzvah saseh called Shabbos. And that Shabbos is broader. There has to be a day of rest. Zokta the Rambam brings this down also in the Chos Muktzah, that unless, if Shabbos becomes a regular weekday, you mevatel Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer in his Shuvos talks about the traveling, if people want to go onto the train. And it's a goy, and Amir Lenochri, and Lutzerich Mitzvahs, and all kinds of, right? So the Chassam Sofer says that traveling on Shabbos, he holds as an issur d'oraisa. Traveling, meaning not because of the motor, and not because you're doing the traveling. Traveling, he says, is ein guf einoch. Your body is not resting. It means it's a stira with Shabbos. That's a sheet of the Chassam Sofer. He holds it's a bittel, not one of the Lama Tes Malachas. A guy gets onto a wagon and he travels on Shabbos. He's not only very sederais of any malach per se. But the Chassam Sofer says, how could you say your Shabbos and ein guf einoch? You're not resting. I mean, the Chassam Sofer is saying there's a concept of Shabbos. I think his idea is in the Rishonim already. They don't say what he's saying. So the Ritva basically says in Rosh Hashanah that if somebody will do multiple shvusim, not one, each one on its own, you could say you're being a darabon. Right? Each particular shvusim. But if somebody does multiple shvusim, and all together now Shabbos looks like he goes to work. Well, I say if he doesn't write, it's the Rabbonim. Kinyonim is only the Rabbonim. A guy could open up his store on Shabbos. Not right, not to a Melacha Derais. So the Ritva says, he's only his Chil Shabbos Derais. Because he made Shabbos into a weekday. It's not Shabbosim. So there's variations in the Rishonim, how Shvus goes. Some Rishonim hold Shvus is Derais. Some Rishonim hold each Shvus is an Issa Derais per se, and it's a Bittul Mitzvah Zaseh. So the question is, if that's the case, what's Pshat Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? What does that mean, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? It should be like a Deraisa. It's if Bishlam, if you learn. I'm saying if you learn it's not Deraisa, it's not a problem. But if you learn that Shvusim, is Deraisa, and Zich, if you spend your day doing Shvusim, it's Deraisa. So how were they able to make a blank based on Mikdash, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? It's a deraisa. Teretz is, that's why I think it's the pshat, is the mikdash, since all the malacha beis hamikdash is avoida the Baruch Shalom, so none of it makes it into a yom chol. So in other words, anything which is not a malacha, where the only thing wrong with it is that you're not resting, and you're turning it into mundane, the avoida makes it not mundane. Memela, that's the pshat, the lashon even, ein shvus b'mikdash. In the base of Midrash, the concept doesn't exist. Something which is inherently a tzarech avoida, so inherently that's not a mundane. That doesn't mean it's a blank check, you can't be over one of the lamates malachas. But something which is only awesome because you're making Shabbos into mundane, the chachamim who established what's called a shvus, they said in the Mikdash, don't say it's Kishvus. What? Okay, so sometimes it's Mutah. Depends. Shvus, some old Shvus, Tzarech Mitzvah, Mutah. Shvus, Tzarech Mitzvah. Economic. But that's a side issue. So now, I just want to say one point. So comes out, if you learn the way I'm telling you, there's a big difference between the Talmud being Doich HaShabbos and the Shvus being Doich HaShabbos. The Talmud being Doich HaShabbos, the Pshat is, There's a malacha derais of the tilus neshama of shechita, right? And gradam, the Talmud is doich Shabbos. It's like I say doich alois, it's a type of halacha. By Yeshuas, it's not what, it's not techiyah. It's hutra. It's the best hutra in the world. It's felt in the same Shuas. Memela, that's the chiddush. I have a base av. I have 100 kahalim available. One of them needs reform. Why is that Doich Avoda? That's not it. He could do it. So if you learn the Shvus is working midin d'chiyah, just like a Kom Tomin is Doich HaShabbos, ain't a chanami, you wouldn't be allowed to use this claim. Why is he allowed to mantle himself in the Avoda? We don't need him to do Avoda, we can have him to do Avoda. But if you learn that it's Hesnish Kinshmus, so there's no problem not being doing anything. That's Pshat in the Rambam Mutaloi. The Chiddush is not that the Shmus is Mutar in the Mikdash. The Chiddush is that it's Mutar for him, Mutar Loi, Korech, him. It's not a heter in the Shmus. The Shmus is Pashat is Mutar. But a regular Shmus by Mikdash is, you're talking about a Shmus where it's a Tzarech Avoidim. Here it's a Tzarech for him. So use another coin. And the Emes Yitzhaka could use another coin. So he's not chayiv to do it. But mutaloi, because once he's going to be doing it, b'toras tzarech avoda, it's not called a shvus. That's the way I would tie up the Rambam. So it is a tzarech avoda. And Taka, if the coin himself wants to do it, he has to do it. Because if it's voluntary, then it wouldn't be mutar on Shabbos. But it's voluntary that he's doing avoda. That Taka is mutar. That's the ghetto mutter. I assume that's what you meant. That would be the tenets. Yeah, of course. Of course. But the point is that now it's not a shvus. Now it's, he's allowed to make himself into a matzav that now it's not a shvus. Zok to Gemara. Okay, so Kerichel of Gemi. B'migdosh avaloi b'medina. No, you don't have to come on to that. How about? Who says not Tzarech Avoda?
Shaykh of
Rosh Hashanah. It's a deraisa.
You can't
blow a shaykh. It's a deraisa. What? The Gemara even asked that we should do a big vulam. It's only Shema Yavirena. But it's only Shema Yavirena. We wouldn't even be Medina, we would blow. Yeah.
No, we're not allowed.
It's only Shema Yavirano. Okay. And over there they had no Gzeira. They weren't afraid you're going to carry. They never made the Gzeira to begin with over there. There it's not a Shmuel, there it's a Gzeira. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Not only that, even Kol Mokim Shiei Shem Bezdin are you talking B'Shamas. P'Yavne. That's the whole fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't only in Beis HaMikdash they blew. That wasn't all saying Shmuel's B'Mikdash. That was because there's no Gzeira. Zok to Gemara. Omar Avid Begadei Avchilo Yishonu Ola Gemi. This is only a Gemi. But Tzulful Cotton, if he puts on a Begad like a bell, some kind of bandage that's more of a Begad, Havi Yitu Begadim, and the Mele the Avoid is Post. Rabbi Echam Aleyemu Yitu Begadim Ela B'mokim Begadim. We spoke about this last week. Avol Shiloi B'mokim Begadim, Loi Havi Yitu. Shaloi b'makom begodim, it's not a yitur. Fact the Gemara. What do you mean? The tape claim mishum chatzitz. Why don't we have a chatzitz problem? Now here the Gemara is not talking about the chatzitz between the big day kohuna and the kohen, because it's al yodai. The Gemara is talking about the chatzitz between the kohen and the avoidin. Notice by the avoidin it says v'lokach ha-kohen, right? So the male kohen has to be doing the ma'is avoidin. It's a chatzitz, is in like Rashi says, chatzitz is the Kabbalah. Being in Kabbalah ba'atzmei shel kohen, Rashi says. We need to have Kabbalah ba'atzmei shel kohen. Right? This is like Rashi. For lokach ha'kohen should take Kabbalah ba'atzmei shel kohen, deich shor yabi eichem. That's his kasha. It's not on the begonim, this is off the begonim. You need a shear. The Gemara is going to go into that. Says the Gemara, smile. We're talking about the left hand. So maybe it's not a chatzitza. Inami shaloi b'mokam avoda. It's a place where it's not avoda. Upligi the rove. Ad Rabbi Yechon Amar rove. Amar avchizde b'mokam begodim afilu nima achas chitzetzes. Even one hair is a chatzitza. Even a nima achas is a chatzitza. Now this is a shtickle of pliya. Meaning, if you have it in the mokum avodim amish and nimachas, shaloi be mokum begonim, shol chotzetzes. 3x3, dafka 3x3, it's boys, is a chatzitza, and less than that is not a chatzitza. Now, this is a big problem, Lachar, because let's go to the most chomer dikah chatzitza that we have in Shas. Tefillah. Tefillah in the mikveh, that's where the biggest chumus of chatzitza. And there you need negiyah mamish. We spoke about this, rochatz is besor b'may. There, there's two, remember we discussed this in detail, there's two kinds of chatzitza. There's, I mean now we go through the sugya, we'll see there's a third, but generally there's two kinds of chatzitza. There's a chatzitza where the chatzitza is a ma'akev, which means, like here, the kohen is supposed to take the kli, and if there's a chatzitza, so it's felt in the kohen taking the kli. It's like the kohen is taking something which is taking the kli, ki'ilu. And then there's a chatzitza where you need negiyah mamish, like rochatz is besor b'mayim. Your body has to mamish touch the water. There, chatzitza is much more chumah. Meaning, when we're dealing with a psul of an obstacle, so then it has to have a din obstacle to be a problem. So for instance, min b'mino yene chatzitz. Right? When the whole problem is I have an obstacle. So if it's min b'mino, it's not a chatzitz. Okay. When you have a problem of rochatz besor b'mayim, min b'mino doesn't help you. Min b'mino doesn't help you. You need to have the gear b'mayim. We spoke about this. That's what Avnei Nezer said, if you have a here not it. It's a problem of chatzitza because you need bias mayim. So even though the here is only being blocked by here, it's still a problem.
Like holding your leg.
Yeah, holding your leg is a problem. Somebody goes to the mikvah holding their hands closed, it's a problem if you don't allow water to go in. Only based as far as inside the body, but all the external parts of the body, would you need bias mayim. So it's a pella. That's the most chomer thing we have in Shas, is tefillah. And that's a whole new guideline that we don't have in Kol HaTorah Kula. L'chayr, Big Day Kuna doesn't belong to that. Big Day Kuna wouldn't belong to that group. There's no din that he should put his body in, touch the clothing. L'chayr, he has to wear it. I mean, it's not like a mikveh. L'chayr. But let us say it's like a mikveh. Let's impose the... But what's that halacha by mikveh? Mi'at sheinei machpid eino chatzitz.
That's different. You put it on a purpose.
Mi'at sheinei machpid is eino chatzitz. If you have a mi'at of your body that's covered with something, you didn't put it on purpose here. When the Gemara says here, ni'ma'achas chatzitz, when the Gemara says ni'ma'achas chatzitz here in the Gemara is not going back to the tzilful cotton that we were talking about. The Gemara is not going back to the band-aid. The Gemara is saying, "B'mokum begad ma'afilu nima'achas chotzetzes." If you have one hair that's ripped out of your body, sitting on your chest, and your becket is on top, you have a problem. It's a chatzitz. That means you tell me that by Big Day Kuni it's more machmir than mikveh. If a guy goes in the mikveh, that's no problem. Okay, if a guy goes in the mikveh, even with the rabbanon, it's not a problem. I'm not talking about the rice. Midarais, you need Rubay Amakpa, which is another problem we're going to have over here. It's another problem we're going to have over here. But Midarais, you need Rubay Amakpa to be a chassid. Okay? Midarabonon, even if you have Miyot Amakpa, it is a chassid. But Miyot Sha'ini Makpa is not a chassid. Even Midarabonon.
What's the parameter?
According to Roy of the Rishonim, again, Toysis has a different sheet. Toysis holds that if you have miyot hamakpid on your skin, it's a chatzitza derais. Toysis in Sukkot Avov. That's Toysis isolated you. Toysis holds when the Gemara says you need roiv, it's talking about the hair. Roiv your hair, that's not it. In other words, it's talking about only hair. For rochatz, es, hatofel of sorry, you might need sorry. So Toysis learns the whole sugya in Sukkah and nida, that's talking about sorry. So according to Toysis, if somebody had something on their skin and they were makpid on it, it will be chatzitza derais, according to Tosfos. But kimat all the Rishonim argue with Tosfos, and that's the pashas of the sugya in Yevamos as well, which is that if somebody has a minor part of their body covered with dirt, and they're not makbid on it, it's not a chatzitza, not derais, and not derabon. In order for something to be chatzitza, it has to be most of your body is covered with it, and you're makbid on it. Either element missing, Midarais is not a chatzitza. The Rabbanon came and said, either element is enough to make a chatzitza. Either roiv and you're not makbid, or miut and you are makbid. Okay? But Midarais, you need both elements, except for Tosfos. You need both elements. You need roiv and makbid. And that's by mikveh. By mikveh where you need mamish besorei b'mayim. Okay? So what's going on here by bidei kohanim? What's the tzach done? We're talking about bidei kohanim here. So what's, well, why is this a problem? Anyway, Keren Oira tries to be matzdik this a little bit. If you look at the Keren Oira in our sugya, he says, Oda makbid al nima. Strange thing. He says, people are makbid on hairs. Somebody has a hair on their body, they want to get rid of it. They don't want to keep it there. So we're talking about here, a nima achas that you makbid on. And we're not talking about a deraisa, even though the lashon of the Gemara is, afilu nima achas chitzetzes. Pashtus is because the chitzetzes deraisa. So the Karen Ira is saying two chidushim in our sugya. He's saying number one, when the Gemara says afilu nima achas, the Gemara means a nima that you makbid on. And it's only the Rabbanon. And l'chayra, you could say, stam a different kasha you could ask, l'chayra, ain't shvuz b'migdash. So it's only a chatzitz of the Rabbanon. Shouldn't be a problem either, but that's a different, I'm not going there. That's a different issue. That's a different issue. It could be shvuzim is only by Shabbos, the way we discussed just now, and there's other ways to get around this problem. By the way, there isn't an ancient Muslim mikdash even by other Isurim. And the whole shtickle Torah I told you before is only going on Shabbos. Meaning, on the tzada you could be matter other the rabbanos in the mikdash, over there would talk only be the chuyah. It won't be hutra. It's only by Shabbos that we would say that svara. But let's just leave that on the side, because that may help us for chatzitza. But anyway, al kuponim, the Keranar is saying two chidushim. He's saying number one, when the Gemara says even one here is a chatzitza, the Gemara is talking about a case where a guy is makbid on one hair. Again, people are makbid not to have a lot of loose hair on their body. But I think stamping the other are not makbid if they have one hair pulled out on their skin. Keren Oira is saying, stam Odom is makbid on the nimachas. And number two, he's saying, midarabona nima makbid is choitzitz. Again, the Keren Oira is a chiddush nifla. And it's interesting, this is such a push of the kash on our Gemara. And you'd think the Rishonim would tumble about this. So you have the Keren Oira, which is a Chiddush Nifla. Now we look at the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes comes as an equally difficult Chiddush. He says it's a halachal Moshe Misinai. Halaya, midinavshe. He says there's a new halachal Moshe Misinai only by Big Day Kuhuna. Hadamaisen. Taka, not a svar or nothing. Sfas Emes look, halachal Moshe Misinai by Big Day Kuhuna, shafilu nima tochot. It's unbelievable. It's mind boggling. All the Rishonim are using the Lashon Al-Basaray Chatzitza, regular Chatzitza of Kol Torah Kula. And the most stringent laws of Chatzitza we have is Mikvois. And by Mikvois, Miut is not a Chatzitza. Miut Sheni Makbet is not even a Chatzitza to Rabbanan. So the Kerenaya wants to say, well, it's a Miut, a Makbet, and the Gemara only means the Rabbanan. And all that's missing from the Gemara. And the Sfasemis wants to say a bigger Kiddush. There's a Nai Allah Alamay Shemisinai by Big Day Kuhuna. Agamor. Nothing. This is Sfasemis, is Egan Kiddush. So it's Sfasemis. Allah Alamay Shemisinai Big Day Kuhuna. That even a Nima Achas Tochot. That's what he says. Tremendous Kiddush. Anyway. Similar to the Sfasemis, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, There's a chidor, there's a birkei Yosef. And he also says, Big Day Kuhuna is different. He wants to prove it from the Hemshech of the Gemara. So we're going to get back to this, obviously, because this is a very big problem. This is a very big problem. If we keep on going, the Gemara says, Shalom HaKabar, B'shal Shal 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 Zok the Gemara, Memela comes out. So Rav Chizda, who said that Shaloi b'makom begadim, is a problem of Yitur begadim. And Rabbi Yechanan vaday pligi, because Rabbi Yechanan says it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda b'chia, milayim de pligi. He said a tzilzul cotton is a Yitur begadim. No, maybe shani tzilzul cotton the choshev. So even though it's small, it's not a chatzitzi. Lishnachmini amilam avida b'yeder Rav Chizda. Lo yishanu that a kohen is allowed to put on a gemi on its body, a gemi. Right? Only by mokrim begadim. Begadim. Okay. Less than three is not a chatzitza, as we discussed last week. Fahainu, the Rav Amar Rav Chisda. Says, the Gemara, that says about Shorosh al Shorosh. The Gemara says, no, it's Tzul Tzul Kotten is Choshev. Shani Tzul Tzul Kotten the Choshev. Meaning, and this is a rule all over, that's why Shorosh al Shorosh, the whole requirement of Shorosh al Shorosh, is only when it's a beggar. Right, but if you have a muscle, a lot of times I'll make a kinyan with my watch, with the chosin. Right? It's not Shorosh al Shorosh. It doesn't have to be Shorosh, it's a clean. So the requirement of Shorosh al Shorosh is only if it's material. Not only that, some use a yarmulke. Now, even though some hold that 3x3, most yarmulkes, I mean, even Pesis, small one, it's l'chayr 3x3. It's boys. it's 3x3. It's boys, at least. Yeah, but some hold that 3x3 is only by wool, tzemer, or pishtim, because it's choshev. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Shar begodim is shloish al shloish." So Bitzak Olchan Spector was more that when a Masada Kedushin or anybody makes a king in Chalipim, they should make sure that it's 3x3 tefachim. Unless it's made out of tzemach upishtim, they should make sure. So I've seen sometimes Masada Kedushin use a yarmulke, where it's not made out of wool or linen, and it's less than 3x3 tefachim. Even the smallest shear, it's less than 3x3 tefachim. For that, you could say the Eitz of our Gemara, maybe. I mean, I would be makpid not to do that. I would not use a yarmulke for that reason. That's why I use a watch, actually. But you could say an Eitzah, that if it's a yarmulke, it's a Dover Choshev. It's like the yarmulke makes it a Dover Choshev, like a tzilful cotton. So that gives it a Cheshivus. That's what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara says, so why did it say tzilful cotton? My Arya, Shayel Choshev, my Arya, if that's the case, Gemi, Lashmin and tzilful cotton. It'll be a bigger Chiddush. Milzak of Gemash, on the Gemi Masi. It's a cure as dinner for 400 Shabbos. Now, next Shiloh of the Gemara. So again, the big elephant in the room here is what in the world is going on here by Chatzitza, by Big Day Kuna. Call out Terakula, to have a Chatzitza, you need Makpit, you need Roiv, and all of a sudden Asuk is ignoring all the rules of Chatzitza. Give me this a new. That's before we get to the next Shiloh of the Gemara. The next Shiloh of the Gemara is going to blow your head up. Blow your head off. So the Gemara, boy, you're over there. A ruach went into his beged. Mal. Al besoroi bein on the leka. Poshup shan, the Gemara, there's air in your garment. There's bubbles, like a beged. It's not sitting flush on your body. There's air between your body and the beged. Al besoroi bein on the leka. Al besoroi bein on the leka. What is that? No coin will ever be yates a big day kuna. Whenever you wear a beggar, unless you're wearing a beggar like the Heintike, sometimes the Heintike people, they wear these begodim that you can't breathe in these begodim. It's a nice thing. I don't know, to me it looks like a shuya, that everything is there, like it looks like they can't breathe, right? If you're not wearing a beggar like that, you always have air in your beggar. Taka, some of the Achrayim clear based on this Gemara to the Big Day Kuna after Mamish fit perfect. We fit perfect. There's always air. There's always air in the bag. Where do we have a fine car to recall it? Air should be a chatzitza. Even in a mikveh. Right in a mikveh, there's air bubbles in a mikveh. Okay. But it's air. What's more than 3x3? It's not longer than the wool. What's the shear? The Gemara says it is Derech Levisha. So David maybe wants to say it's not Derech Levisha. Zok the Gemara, I'll be sorry being a Valek. Oh, I do my Derech Levisha. The Gemara says, I'll Derech Levisha, it is good. That means we're talking about air that goes into your beggar.
Right, so saying, is it still
Derech? Not is it still. Oy Dilma, is it I'll be sorry being on? The Gemara doesn't say, Oy Dilma, this is Derech Levisha. Derech Levisha, Eloi Derech Levisha. No, Al Basari being in, and therefore, even though it's Derech Levisha, it's a problem. Oy Dilma, you don't need Al Basari, all you need is Derech Levisha. What about Sutzachta? What's an Anjapella? Not only that, I mean, how in the world are the Big Day Kuna kosher, all the Big Day Kuna except for the Michnasayim? They had layers. If you want to tell me that maybe the Al Basari means Al Basari Mamish, There's a whole brisket of Rav David Soloveitchik in his shiurim. Mustami, you heard share from him on this. You ever heard share on this? You remember? Huh? Oh. It's two dinim in chatzitza. There's one din chatzitza, the inner beggar in your body, and then there's another din chatzitza. Perfect brisket. And then there's another din chatzitza between the outer beggar and the, you know, to answer a couple of kashas on the Rambam. To help Givon, there should be an ear issue. That an ear is a, and by the way, we come out l'chum on this. It's a baya delay of shita. That means it should come out l'chum. It should come out that's no good. Every coin should have to have a, you should have to put on glue, but you can't put glue on because then it's a chatzitz. Vacuum packed. Pack the coin up. Iron the begodim onto him. Because this is a baya delay of shita. So I would like to oil him for next week, because this we need another week for sure, at least to go through the sugya. If you could look up the Beis Halevi, we'll try to get it posted in Chelik Aleph, the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, Simen Gimel Ois Gimel. Okay, that's where the Beis Halevi is, Simen Gimel Ois Gimel. And he says himself over there in the Tshuva. He says, Ruach is not a chayfet tzachoytzit. He says, he never heard of such a thing. Air is not something that's chayfet. And he says, so it comes out that we have a new thing that we don't have in Kol HaTorah Kula. Air. By Big Day Kuna, we're makbid on air. It's not a volume. And he also alludes to what the Briskerov and Rav David Soloveitchik, the Briskerov also, Zichron Tzadik Levracha, also says the same thing. He says that there's some, the inner begadim, like the Michnasayim, there it's Albasar. And there they can't even be air. Like this, similar to the Sfasemet. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, the Sfasemet is Chiddush with this new Halacha Moshe Mesinai with the Chidor. So the Briska are saying it also on the Michnasayim, on the inner garments, there may be some new kind of Halacha that's more than Mikvahs. That's the Pella. It's more than Ilchus Mikvahs. Because air is never chaytzitz anywhere. It's not a shapliya. Okay. The Rabbi Zalman and Evan Ozel is very strongly objecting to this Beis Halevi. So maybe if you have extra time on top of that, if you can look up to Evan Ozel. Evan Ozel's in Perek Yud. Well, again, we'll post it, but it's in Perek Yud and Klei HaMikdash, right over here in the Rambam, Halacha Zayin. He brings Raya. It's not like this. Okay, no, we'll stop here for today. Maybe, Rav Shlomo, if you have time next week, maybe if you go through that Beis Halevi with the Oilam, if you have an extra couple of minutes, it'll be very helpful. And Rav David, if you look in his shiurim, it's a small piece, just on this.
Just in Shachatari, the Mark, Mark says, Pliga de Rav, right? First of all, no, it's looking up a small. The game is on small, not Rav. Right?
No, so it's not the Malkam Avoid.
The Pliga de Rav. Well, why is this Pliga de Rav? Rav and that live very nicely together.
You're going back to the beginning of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the beginning.
My answer is a bit small.
You're not talking about this Shiloh over there.
Yeah. Going back a little bit. Gemara says, Gemi, it's a chitzitza. It's a bit small. Inam said, Mokhma, whatever, but let's just deal with one terrace. It's small. Pliga the Rabba. Oh, but Rabba can't live with this. Sounds like a very good marriage to me.
So he's saying Shalei b'malkam avoido.
Inam Shalei b'malkam avoido.
Shalei b'malkam avoido is not a problem, right? So Gemara says pliga de rove, right? Because what? Toma rove mochis de b'malkam begal mafil nimachas chesetzes, right?
I see Shalom al Yisrael.
Why is it?
Where's rove not fitting in with what the Gemara just said? The Gemara said Shalei b'malkam avoido a gemi is not a chatzitza. Very nice. Rove says zos visin.
No, But the requirement here is shaloi b'makom begadim, meaning shal shalish to be chaitzitz. There's a requirement of shal shalish.
Oh, by the fact
yeah.
that we said,
and he's not requiring shalish.
No, by the fact that we're saying that the gimmi is shalish al shalish, but what? No,
no. I'm not. He's saying even if it's not shalish al shalish.
Who's saying?
Rava. Rava's not requiring shalish al shalish.
What is the gemara before?
He's saying
requiring that the gimmi is shalish al shalish. He's saying that the gimmi is shalish al shalish. It's not a problem.
Exactly.
If it's less, it's zichen, not a problem.
No.
What?
The gemara says like this.
So
why did you to begin? Why is it so for cotton?
What am I asking? Typically, mishum chitzitza, right?
Before the Gemara is not asking when the Gemara says pligi adarave. Asking on the second part, not that. But what about the separate halacha? I think you would ask him on. Shalei b'makom begadim shol shchaitzitz, right? He says a piyah filled tzilful cotton is a problem.
That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem.
Just on the tzilful cotton.
Okay. Oh, so that's
not on the b'makom begadim. On the shalei b'makom begadim. We're saying shalei b'makom begadim tzilful cotton is a chaitzitz.
Then let's say the Torah. Oh, that's where you're saying the Torah that maybe
chshivi. That's what the Gemara says chshivi. That's how the Gemara bridges the gap. But your Schwiss thing was right on target.
Yeah.
Look, that I hold is the one this year. That's the one this year. But that's why I held Taket and other Schwissim that are not Shabbos to Keshwissim. For those who hold, in Pesachim they stolz u'mashke b'yimad b'chaya dochem. Some Yishenim use the Shprach over there also ain't Schwiss b'mikdash. But there's a difference, meaning by Shabbos when it's ain't Schwiss, it's not just the Chuya. It's Hutru. It's not a Vachat the Gezach, so they didn't. They didn't include it. Meaning, let's say it'd be matter another derabbanan b'makom avoid and mikdash, then it would be hutra. Let's say I have one coin that has a tumah derabbanan, naniach, and I have another coin from that mishma who's tall.
Right.
I wouldn't say inch was b'mikdash that the coin that has the tumah derabbanan could do avoid.
Then you would move away from it.
I move away from it only by Shabbos with the whole shvus is out the vachat the kite of it, and they never made that in the mikdash. That's like a hutra.